This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It has been a long time, decades, since the Big Ten College Athletic Conference has had only 10 teams. But in 2023, we're used to the Big Ten, whose Illinois schools are, of course, Northwestern University and the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. It's expansion. It's expanded to the East Coast, adding Penn State in the 1990s. Rutgers University and the University of Maryland came on board in the 2010s. They did add the closest thing to a Midwestern school, I guess, in the form of the University of Nebraska. That is another story. But now the conference is kind of taking up its Horatio Alger thing, go west, young man, to extreme levels. Last year, they added two Los Angeles-based schools in the form of the University of California, Los Angeles, and the University of Southern California. And now the conference is expanding even farther to the northwest with the addition of the University of Oregon and the University of Washington. These additions put the Big Ten at a total of 18 schools. Maybe we can just call it the Big 20 soon enough. The additions have been met with mixed views and are prompting more questions than answers at this point. Joining us now to break all of this down is Matt Brown. He's the publisher of the Extra Points newsletter and an alum of The Ohio State University. Matt, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Maybe I should emphasize the 21st show. Also joining us is David Williams. He's the director of sales for Jacquet West, a company that specializes in processing stainless steel and nickel alloy. But more to the point for our conversation, he had a record-setting run as a wide receiver for the University of Illinois football team in the 1980s. He also has a celebrity golf tournament happening in September, the 1st of September in Savoy. David, welcome to the 21st show to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, you can join our conversation today at 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. What do you think of the Big Ten becoming the Big 18? David, I want to start with you. You last year expressed some reluctance about the two Los Angeles area schools joining the Big Ten. Now that we have Oregon and Washington joining up, how are you feeling about that?
I have mixed emotions because I'm just trying to figure out what happened to student athletes, right? When you got the Big Ten as a Midwest league, and if you're gonna stay in the Midwest, you could add Notre Dame, you could add Nebraska, you could add Missouri. That makes sense. But other than just money, why would you add the East Coast and the West Coast? It makes no sense, and it's going to be harder for student athletes to, one, focus on academics, because there's no way you can go play a game in California in one day and come back and not be exhausted. I don't understand the end game in this whole new realignment of these super conferences.
Yeah. Matt, let me bring you into the conversation now. Last year, we did talk a lot about the money, particularly as it relates to TV deals. And USC and UCLA are in the huge Los Angeles media market. But is that a factor with Oregon and Washington?
It's a little bit of a factor. I mean, Washington is in Seattle, which is still a relatively large TV market, and Oregon's television appeal extends beyond just Portland and Eugene, given how successful they've been in multiple sports over the past 20 years, their affiliation with Nike, their unique uniform scheme. I mean, if you watch national broadcasts of major college athletics, no matter where you are in the country, you're familiar with Oregon. But that wasn't the driving factor for the conference to add these two particular programs. This is, I think it'd be fair to describe this as taking advantage of something going on sale. With the instability within the Pac-12 conference and with multiple teams leaving to join the Big 12 and that league's inability to secure a long-term linear-focused television contract, everybody had to evaluate other options. And so Oregon and Washington were made available to the Big 10 at a substantial discount relative to what they need to be paid for their television rights. Fox, one of the major broadcast partners for the league, was willing to pay a little bit more money. And that's why this happened. I mean, the Big Ten Conference Commissioner, even just a couple of weeks ago, but not during both his introductory press conference and at Big Ten Media Day, said, and I think he was being honest, we're not looking to expand right now. There's so many unsolved logistical issues and administrative issues with adding the two LA schools. Like, the last thing we want to do is add two more markets. But when an opportunity presents itself, maybe to go get a team that's won a national title and a team that's come very close for, you know, 60 cents on the dollar, you have to take advantage of it. And now you have other issues to solve.
I want to play, David, I want to come back to you because you mentioned, you know, what happened to the student athletes. I want to play a clip of an interview that the chancellor of the University of Illinois, Robert Jones, did with the local TV station here, WCIA, about balancing expansion with the needs of student athletes.
You know, it's critically important, and you have to have both. And first and foremost, as I said, as a conference, we're the one conference that is known first and foremost for academics. The fact that most of our institutions are AAU members. So that academic component gives us a different kind of look compared to the rest of the athletic conferences. And as I said, that commitment to student welfare, that our athletes are students first and athletes second, always grounds us in every financial decision we have to make, whether you're talking about conference expansion, always is driven, first of all, what's going to be the impact on the student athlete? And then, of course, you know, these things don't pay for themselves. The revenue part of it has to be a consideration, but we're very, very proud that all of my colleagues, myself, are very much, and Tony, are very much focused on the student athlete experience, putting together the most winning programs that we can, and making sure that we stay student focused.
All right, a lot to digest there, but David, what do you think about that? Making sure that we stay student focused?
Let me think about that before I respect and I like Chancellor Jones.
Sure,
but there's
sure.
No way, but it's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to think that we took the student athletes side and perspective at first, because if that's the case, we would have took Stanford and Cal Berkeley right away. Stanford and Cal Berkeley is more along the lines of Northwestern and Illinois as far as academic wise, but we didn't take Stanford and Cal. We took USC and UCLA and Oregon and Washington. So I just have a mix of emotions, just because, and one thing, say like my parents, right, back in the day, my parents could never afford to come see, how can a parent go from California or Illinois to California and then to the East Coast and then to all over the country to see their kid? I mean, if you're based in the Midwest, you can drive to Indiana, you can drive to Purdue, you can drive to Ohio, you can drive to Michigan if you need to. It's more affordable. How are kids' parents gonna be able to go see their children play ball? There's no way logistically that they can do that and afford to do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I really love the chancellor. I just think, you know, this is all about money. This is all about money. I don't care how they slice it. This is about money. This is about money, money, money.
We're talking about the new expansion of the Big Ten, the latest, I guess it's an ongoing expansion of the Big Ten. It's going to be up to 18 schools soon, with the addition announced this year of Oregon and Washington. UCLA and USC announced they'd be joining last year. That will still all be coming in the future before these games are actually start being played. But we're talking about this with David Williams, who was a former University of Illinois wide receiver back in the 1980s. He's now director of sales at Jacquet West, based in Los Angeles. And we're also talking with Matt Brown, who's the publisher of the Extra Points newsletter. Matt, I played a little clip from that interview with Chancellor Jones earlier. He mentioned, you know, put a positive spin on it, that he'd heard from a non-revenue sport athlete that they were looking forward to the opportunity to face teams that they rarely competed against in the past. But I wonder what you've been hearing from or you know, how you think this will affect some of the athletes that are in the sports that don't bring in a lot of money for the university.
The reaction that I've heard has been decidedly mixed. And I've talked with directly with some athletes currently in the Big Ten and with some of the institutions that will be joining the Big Ten in the future. And yes, for some Olympic sport athletes, you're going to hear, I'm really excited about this competitive opportunity. You know, Big Ten volleyball is already the nation's best conference. And now you're bringing in four really strong programs. And if you want to play the best to have the best possible career. And so there's excitement there. There's excitement within some Big Ten volleyball athletes too, about being able to, you know, play Washington, be able to play UCLA moving forward. I've talked to athletes that are excited about what this will mean for Big Ten baseball, which has not been nearly as nationally relevant. It's now bringing in some historic programs, but there's absolutely reticence from a lot of athletes. And one of the things that I think doesn't get talked about enough in these conversations is that all travel is not created equally, as any business traveler here in the Midwest would tell you. It is harder to travel from the Pacific time zone to the East Coast or to the Central time zone on a regular basis. The jokes that the internet made about body clocks when Stanford lost to Northwestern a couple of years ago were fun memes, but they're based in reality. And when the NFL or NBA teams are traveling cross country, they can stay for 4 or 5 days and get fully acclimated. And college athletes don't have that opportunity, both for academic schedule reasons or for budgeting reasons. You know, most of these Olympic athletes, even with this new money, are flying commercial. If you hang out in the O'Hare Airport this fall, you're going to see some of them, even here within the current Big Ten footprint. So there's a concern that, hey, doing this and having to do this cross-country travel isn't just going to take me away from class. It isn't just going to produce a mental health strain on me. It's going to literally make me a worse athlete because I'm going to have longer time to readjust for my legs or to be acclimated to playing at this different time zone. And you're going to see that from the East Coast, too, when they have to have a 10 o'clock local basketball tip-off if you're coming from Maryland or Rutgers and playing a basketball game out west.
Yeah.
To me, I understand that everybody's doing their best to try and mitigate these problems, but this is about the money. And the fundamental message here is that the league leadership and the leadership at Fox and NBC and CBS has decided that it is a worthy trade-off to make the experience worse for 200 other athletes to maximize broadcast revenue. And I think the chancellors and regents and athletic directors need to say that with their chest instead of being mealy-mouthed around it, because that's the truth.
I think we can squeeze in one super quick phone call here. We only got about 2 minutes left in our conversation. John is calling in from Springfield. John, you have an interesting point about sports betting. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just wonder what affects sports betting that's become popular in the league the last couple of years. For instance, the National Football League has now expanded to include the XFL and two other football leagues, and that's all for sports betting.
Interesting.
I just wonder what effect, if there's any effect from sports betting on what you're talking about.
John, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry we're so short on time. Matt, briefly, do you have a perspective? Do you think that the explosion we've seen in sports betting has something to do with this?
It definitely is part of it. And if you want to find a quick example of how this matters, look at the University of Iowa right now. One of their starting defensive linemen is going to be out for the entire season for breaking rules on gambling. The explosion in legalized sports betting across the country has also led to lots of other college athletes betting, in some cases betting on their own schools or their own teams, and we will see more suspensions. There is absolutely an attitude among major linear broadcast executives that leaning very hard into betting is a way to expand the potential audience for these broadcasts. And schools are trying to kind of have their cake and eat it too. But it's very clear they're willing to embrace things that even 9 years ago would have been unthinkable in higher education when it comes to gambling.
You know, there's so much more to discuss here, but unfortunately we are out of time today. I hope we can have you both back in the near future to continue this conversation. Matt Brown is the publisher of the Extra Points newsletter. David Williams is director of sales at Jacques West. But more to the point for our conversation, he is a former Illini football player from the 1980s. Thank you both so much for being with us today on the 21st show. And we're going to have to leave it there. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. It's our Friday news roundup. We're going to be talking with reporters about the latest happenings in Bloomington Normal and the Quad Cities. We'll hear about the trial of one of former House Speaker Michael Madigan's most loyal aides. And of course, the latest with former President Trump. The 21st show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.